Regarding the regrettable congestion that has happened regarding public transport, indeed, I got off the line with the transport minister barely 30 minutes ago. First of all, what has happened is that there are some transport operators who are engaging in rent-seeking behavior, because ordinarily, transportation is a largely private sector driven activity in Ghana. We have these transport unions, GPRTU and what have you, who organize transport systems that convey the generality of our people. For some reason, after the persistent reduction in fuel prices, which led the transport organizations to announce a 15% reduction in transport fares, there are some operators within the system who thought that they could engage in rent-seeking behavior by creating artificial shortages. So, Komla, you and I know that if, for instance, you wanted a vehicle from, say, the heart of the Kwame Nkrumah interchange or circle, as we used to call it, to Achimota, you go to a particular spot at the station where you know you are most likely to catch such a vehicle. Now, some of these operators do not go to the designated spots. They roam in the hope that the shortage that is created will compel passengers or commuters to part with more money than they should ordinarily pay. They are creating scarcity to drive up prices so that they can engage in rent-seeking behavior. It is unlawful activity, and it must be looked at. Government indeed is looking at it to ensure that those engaging in that activity are brought to order, because there's an agreement between government and the transport unions to fix transportation prices twice a year, unless some extraordinary circumstance dictates otherwise. So we urge the transport operators to adhere to the normal practice that we have known all these years and avoid this rent-seeking behavior, which is needlessly creating difficulties for passengers and commuters. The second issue is that you will recall that when the matter first arose, the Minister for Transport took decisive action by getting STC to release dozens of vehicles to augment what existed in the private sector. And this agreement largely worked. It eased the situation significantly. We all know that during the festive season, there's an upsurge in passenger numbers. Understandable, because people want to get items from the business district or other notable trading spots for the festivities. And so there was an upsurge. After the festivities, I think that the vehicles were withdrawn. And we note that the rent-seeking behavior still persists. So the minister informs that he has asked the FCC to put back the vehicles on the road. In addition to that, there are quite a number of Metro Mass buses that had broken down. So he has ordered their expedited servicing to ensure that in a matter of days, they are back on the road. But they will operate outside of their normal routes and schedules in order to take care of the present congestion that is going on. The minister also informs me that I think tomorrow or so, he has requested for a meeting with the GPRTU and other transport operators to address the issue of rent seeking, to call those engaged in that activity to order so that the hardship is alleviated. But ultimately, a lot of work is being done to increase the fleet of the Metro Mass Transit. But we must bear in mind that government can play an increasing role in the transport, but it's largely private sector driven. So these private sector players must play by the rules and avoid unfair exploitation of passengers through the creation of artificial scarcity in order to drive up. There's no justifiable basis for wanting to engage in rent-seeking behavior at this time, when there's evidence of reduction in fuel prices. Imported materials like spare parts have also come down. The evidence is clear. If you go to the port, duty payments for container loads of spare parts have come down significantly. I have figures here that I can share with you. There can be no excuse for wanting to do what they are doing at the moment, and therefore we urge them to desist, or action will be taken to enforce the appropriate bylaws and regulations.